Well, good morning. Do you know who Elisha was? He was a great prophet who was the student of Elijah. And when Elijah went to heaven in the chariots, Elisha says, "Can I have a double portion of your spirit?" And he got it. And he was a very great man. And during the time that there, the Syrians didn't like the Israelites. So they would occasionally come over and raid them and make wars against them. And they found out that every time they came over, that the Israelites were waiting for them. And finally, one of the Syrian kings says, "Okay, who's telling what's going on?" And they said, "Well, it's not us." He said, "Somebody tells them what's going on." And they said, "Israel has a seer. His name is Elisha. And he can tell what goes on even in your house." And they said, "Well, where is he?" "He's in the city of Dothan." He says, "That's no problem. We'll get our forces together and we'll just take that city." And just a few days later, Elisha's servant got up in the morning and he looked over the wall, and guess what he saw? He saw a whole army of Syrians out there. And he says, "Elisha, we're surrounded. What are we going to do?" And Elisha says, "Can't you see them?" He says, "I see lots of Syrians." He says, "What else do you see?" "Lots more Syrians." And he says, "Lord, open his eyes." And then he saw the armies of heaven out there. And he says, "Are they going to kill him? Are they going to kill him?" He says, "No, I'm going to show you a different way." And Elisha went out there. And he says, "Lord, strike them with blindness." And they were confused looking. He says, "Who are you looking for?" They said, "We're looking for Elisha." He says, "This is the wrong way. I will show you which way to go." And he starts leading the whole Syrian army, and he led them right up to an Israelite ambush. And pretty soon, the Israelite army was all surrounding the Syrians, and Elisha says, "Okay, Lord, let them see now." And they looked, and guess what they saw? They saw their enemies all around them. And what do you think they thought? They said, "Uh-oh. We're in real trouble now." And the king of Israel says, "Can I kill them now? Let me kill them now." And Elisha says, "Now, what has the Lord told you how to deal with your enemies?" And he knew what Proverbs 25 said. If your enemy is hungry, give him something to eat. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. And Elisha says, "That's right, and they've come a long ways. You know, they're probably hungry and thirsty. So let's prepare a meal for them." And that's what they did. They had a big feast for the Syrian army. And the Syrian army put down their weapons, and they had a meal with them. And after they had their meal and their feast and their party, the Syrians all left as friends of the Israelites, and they didn't come back to attack them anymore. Now, when you look at that, what is the best way to get rid of your enemy? The best way is to make that enemy your friend. And that's God's way of dealing things. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your guidance. And we pray, Lord, for the wisdom that someday when we have an enemy, that we can make the enemy our friend, who would be your friend too. We praise your holy name. Amen.